Now, most of you probably knew that a good chunk of the movie Christmas Story was shot here in Cleveland, and that the actual house that was used in Christmas Story is alive and kicking and is now a museum and an attraction. But many of you probably up until yesterday were like me, and probably that's about all you knew really about it. Well, I had a chance to go down there yesterday along with the family, and I thought it'd be good to kind of get somebody on the air who knows the ins and outs of the Christmas Story house. His name is Stephen Intermill. Stephen, good morning. Welcome very much to the morning show.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
We had a great time yesterday going down to the Christmas Story House, which is a very successful attraction here in Cleveland. If you can just kind of start off by saying a little bit about the history behind the house and how it became an attraction.
All right. Well, let's see. It was used as a location in A Christmas Story, and then a few years later, Brian Jones, the owner of it now, he saw it go up on eBay. He was selling leg lamps for a living. And he thought, hey, you know, for $150,000, I could probably get $1 million worth of publicity for my leg lamp business. And he bought it. And then he started working on it. And the next thing you know, it became a tourist destination.
First of all, Matt and I are kind of looking at each other right now. We had no idea that the leg lamp business was as lucrative as it can be to say, hey, we're going to write a check for $150,000. So hats off to Brian for a very successful leg lamp business.
Yeah, he's kind of a visionary type, and he has an idea and he goes for it. So,
what can you find in the house when you go to the actual house used in A Christmas Story?
All right, well, first thing you see is the leg lamp in the window, just like in the film. And that may be like our most key feature. Of course, it's not the original used in the film. Those were destroyed. You know, they were all just destroyed for the Nottafinga scene. So none of those are around, but these are the ones that we sell. But you go inside, you see a recreation of the bathroom scene where he decodes the message from Ovaltine. You'll see the damper, that's new. You'll see under the sink where Randy was afraid that Daddy was going to kill Ralphie. There's steps that you can stand at the top of and frown on, and a recreation of the Parker Brothers bedroom.
Now, what scenes were actually shot in the house?
Let's see. A lot of the Black Bart scenes were shot. Probably my favorite would have to be Blind Ralphie showing up, you know, soap poisoning, the delivery of the leg lamp, and I feel like there's another one that I'm missing here, but
the nice thing
those
about
are some major ones right there.
The nice thing about going down to the Christmas Story house is you've got folks in pretty much each room, and they serve as sort of tour guides, and you can ask them all kinds of questions, and they can give you some of the specifics as to what was shot and what wasn't shot in the house. For example, in addition to what you just talked about now, any scene where you see the interior of the house and they are by a window that shows you the exterior of the street, those were shot in the actual house, because the house... not only the exteriors were used in the original movie, but also the street scenes as well. So if somebody is standing by a window and you see the outside, that was shot here in Cleveland. If you see somebody looking out a window, you see their point of view through a window, that was shot here in the house. A lot of the big major interior scenes were not shot in this house, and that had nothing to do with the weather or anything. That had to do with the fact that you have to shoot major scenes, most of them, unless your house is huge, unless your room is huge, you got to go to a soundstage, because cameras, a whole film crew, to put them into like a small house like that, next to impossible, particularly back in the 80s when the cameras were huge. But a good chunk of the film was actually shot in the house, including the backyard scenes that you were mentioning just now, the Black Bart scene, for example. Do you know why the house was chosen, that particular house was chosen, and why Cleveland was chosen? Can you tell us that?
Well, Higbee's was the reason why Cleveland was chosen, the department store, and that was because they would allow the filmmakers to film in there, A, and B, they would keep their Christmas decorations up into January. And then that house was chosen because it was at a perfect, like, destination on the street. Like, there was a, it looked like the house that Gene Shepard and Bob Clark, the director and writer, were looking for. And there was a lot next door where they could put the trucks, and the porch was perfect for the filming. So it was just the perfect house.
Talking to Steve Intermill this morning, he is with the Christmas Story House, an attraction here in Cleveland.
Yeah, Steve, I remember reading, I think it was earlier this year, that now not only can you go and visit the museum, but you guys actually are allowing people the ability to possibly stay there overnight. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, if you visit at ChristmasStoryHouse.com/stay, all the details are there for you.
I'd imagine you'd have guys coming from all over the country and kind of coming to see it. That's always been a source of pride, too. I'm from out of the state. I grew up in Indiana, which is why I like the Christmas Story so much. My dad's from Cleveland, where it was shot. The story takes place in northern Indiana, which is where I grew up. But it's a huge sense of pride for Cleveland. But I'd imagine you get folks from all over the country who are coming to see this place, right?
Oh, yeah. It's just yesterday I saw some people from Michigan and Iowa.
Wow.
And that was just a quick glance at some license plates. So we get people from everywhere all the time.
Now, the nice thing about going down there is not only can you go into the house, which was used for shooting some of these shots in the movie, but right across the street you have a museum, which houses a lot of the actual props from the movie. If you could talk a little bit about what is there.
Sure, absolutely. So, first thing that you see when you walk into the museum is you see Ralphie's BB gun. We acquired that a couple years ago. It was a no-brainer to acquire it. It was something like $10,000, and that was that's like one of those things that people always ask about. They say, hey, where's the BB gun, and where is the pink bunny night, the pink nightmare bunny pajamas? Those are owned by Peter Billingsley. I don't think he wants to give those up, but if he hears this, Peter, we'd love to put them on display. You could just loan them to us. Peter was the young man that played Ralphie Parker. We have toys from the Higbee's window. We have Randy's I Can't Put My Arms Down snowsuit. Wes, you were there yesterday. What did you see?
First of all, outside there's a separate section in a garage where you have a recreation of the fire truck that was used in the rescue scene, and also I wasn't sure if it was the actual car. It was the same model car, but the actual car used in the exterior shots that the family actually owned.
So there's some debate on that, and we err on the side that it's probably not. It was definitely used in the film. There was some paperwork on that. But it's there's a chance that it could be the old man's car, but four other people have told us that they have the old man's car. So you never really know, and you don't want to say, hey, this is a prop, a specific prop from the movie, and have it not really be.
And we did I'm sorry, go ahead.
So we just, it was used in the film, so.
And we did see the actual snowsuit. You are right. Now, it kind of threw us for a loop. We didn't recognize it at first because it seemed much smaller in real life, and that is because in the movie they padded it up. So they took a fairly average-looking snowsuit, they padded it up to really, really make it look like you can't move in this darn thing, but it is the actual snowsuit.
Yep.
And it is behind glass. So that thought you had about putting it on the kid who's freezing, it's not going to happen. Steven, if you could tell us a little bit about exactly where the house is, where they can go for some more information if somebody wants to visit, which I highly recommend they do.
So the house is on the very near west side of Cleveland in the Tremont neighborhood. It's on West 11th, 3159 West 11th. And it's just minutes away from everywhere, really, in Cleveland. Very central location. So you can find out more about it if you visit achristmasstoryhouse.com, or you can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/achristmasstoryhouse.
And at ChristmasStoryHouse.com. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us today.